Welcome back to A Closer Look. Now we continue our series, Beautiful Cities, Places to Go in Atlanta to Get Away from Atlanta. But today, Jim, we're going to do something a little different. We're heading to a spot in the city that many will be familiar with, the East Side Trail of the Atlanta Beltline.
On any given day, you'll find crowds of folks biking, walking, blading, jogging, talking along the path. But on Saturday afternoons, on the bridge over North Avenue, you'll find one woman who comes here for a different kind of exercise, one that's literary.
Poem about the Beltline. Not religious, not political, not for sale. Retired English teacher, that would be me, writes a new poem about the Beltline every week. Stop and listen and get your own free copy.
This is Lee Butler.
Exercise is great. Poetry's for the soul.
She's wearing sunglasses and a short bucket hat. And at her feet is a sign that simply reads, Poet.
When I finish this project with 155 poems, I want to be known as the Bardess of the Beltline. Because William Shakespeare, who was the Bard of Stratford-on-Avon, wrote 154 sonnets all about love. And I love the Beltline, so my 155 poems are dedicated to the people of the Beltline. It's not exactly Dr. Seuss, but this is number 25 out of 155. It's a lot of poems about the Beltline. They're all about
today's poem is about Frank, one of her regulars who stops by every week to hear her poem.
He is Frank, so I ask him, why don't people stop to listen?
Fear,
he supposes. His children said that he does not speak English well. I disagree. He asks, where do you get your great words? Each of your poems has words that fit. He is gone for 5 weeks.
She'll be reading this same poem over and over again today to anyone who will stop to listen.
Thank you for stopping.
Nice. That's
my
beautiful.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Every Saturday from 1 to 3 for 155 weeks.
I thought it was a very cool thing to do.
This is Allison Kalbs.
I liked what she said, actually. She said, you're exercising your bodies and you can stop and exercise your mind with some of the words. And so I like that. It's a full experience. It's very nice.
After I've read the poem to them and I offer it to them, they say, oh, well, this is really great. Or some of them, you know, they don't have much to say, but they've stopped to listen. And they say, this is a good thing. This is a good thing for the Beltline.
Butler considers herself an unofficial greeter to people new to the Beltline.
Thank you.
You betcha. And come back to the Beltline. There's always something interesting. And as you go further that way, there's lots of different art. There's art installations.
One of her last listeners of the day is on his daily walk.
I was hoping you were coming today.
He's number 25 out of 155. He's the object of her verse. And his name is Frank.
There's your poem, darling.
Oh, sweet. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. She did perfect. Because true. Everything what she wrote here is true. She's very good. Very good to do. Not only this poem, any other poem. This one is number 25. You got to read the other ones.
I was first introduced to the Beltline by my boyfriend. As we were walking down toward Irwin, it all of a sudden struck me. I guess the muse struck me and said, you should write about this. It's so lovely. There's so much diversity. There's so many different kinds of people, different kinds of plants. But everybody seems to be one when they're on the Beltline. Even if they're not doing the same thing, they are enjoying Atlanta.
Poem about the Beltline. Stop and listen and get your own free copy. Take a chance.
This English major can sure appreciate that. Well, special thanks to producer Mary Claire Kelly for that story. To see photos of the Beltline Bardess, just visit our website. That's wabe.org. Beautiful City is made possible by a grant from the Candida Fund and through a partnership with Park Pride. And we'd like to hear from you. Where do you go in Atlanta to get away from Atlanta? Tell us all about it at wabe.org/beautifulcity.